We're on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. We'll start the Gemara. Omar Rav Asi, Omar Rav Yochanan, Alochik Rav Yehuda. And we'll learn first this Gemara without Rashi. Rashi is very difficult. We'll learn it Api Talke Sharabi Kiveger, and the Ebulim like Tosfos, and then we'll come to Rashi. Omar Rav Asi, Omar Rav Yechanan, Halachik Rav Yehuda. That means that Rav Yehuda said in the Mishnah that we maskil kshamim by the Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. Omar Le Rav Zeira Le Rav Asi, Omar Rav Yechanan Hochi. Rav Yechanan say that we're masked, we pass like Rav Yehuda and Askor Shmini Atzeres, was none. Bishloisha b'macheh shvin shaylon nesak shomim, and Gamliel oimer b'shiva boi, ba'omar abalozor, halochi kiram Gamliel. That what the shayla is, zayin macheh shvin. So Rashi explained, the kasha is, the salki daitoch, the b'mokim shu shoyl masker. The Gemara held that the shayla and haskore are the same zman. We'll see later, Betzim, that's a member of Rabbi Yochanan. So, Memele, so, how can we paskin that you're maskir by Shmini Atzeres if the Shaila is on Zayin Macheshvin? Omalei, Gavra Agavre Koromis. Gavra Agavre Koromis. It's Rabbi Lezer paskin like Ram Gamliel. But Rabbi Yechanan didn't pass on like Rabbi Gamliel. So how do we understand? So according to this teretz, so what's the teretz? I mean, b'mokim sheshoyel maskir. So how do we paskin? Let us understand. How do we paskin according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda also is not shoyel shas haskore. The skore is shmini atzeres. And the shaila is from chance the knife and it's not shmini atzeres. It's my toy shmini atzeres, but it's not shmini atzeres. So if the whole kasha was built on the mokim sheshoyel maskir, so how do we understand Rabbi Yehuda? How can we pass on Rabbi Yehuda? So Rabbi Kivege mentioned that bechlal is no problem. If it's not royal shaila, if it's yonte, if you can't be shoyel, that's no stire. To the mokim sheshoyel maskil. Mokim sheshoyel maskil, this is a pripaskin, that the shayla is ayin macheshmen, and the haskore is the shmini atzeres. That already, that's a stira, but if I say that haskore is shmini atzeres, and the shayla will be right afterwards, no, and you can't be shoyel, there's no shayla in shmini atzeres, that's no problem whatsoever. So the whole problem was, that Rabbi Gamliel, so the Gemara answered, Gavra Gavra Karomis, that's no problem. Rabbi Yochanan never paskin Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Shaila will be, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Shaila will be Meitzoy Shmini Atzeres, and there's no problem. That is the first teretz of the Gemara. Iboy Yisayme, now the Gemara says, I'll tell you a second teretz. No, it could very well be that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lozo stims. Leikashe kan lishel kan lahaskel. That the two different Rabbi Yochanan paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that askor is shmini atzeres, and Rabbi Lozo paskins like Amliel that the shayla is zayin macheshvin. The two different inyan. So here right away the Gemara asks, for Omar Rabbi Yochanan b'mokim Sheshoyel Maskir. No, you can't say that. Because B'mokim Sheshoyel Maskir. So you can't say that both stim. If you're Shoyel Macheshvin, so you can't be Maskir Shmini Atzeres. That's the kasha. And the Gemara Ahu Lahafsoke Itmel. You misunderstood. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Hafsoke. That means, when you're Mafsik, then, Haskore and Shaila are the same Zman. But when you're Maschil, then you can have Haskore before the Shaila. So Memela, so it's, everything is very good. The Mokim Shesheil Maskir is speaking about Avsoket. That means if you stop the Shaila, you stop the Haskoret. Aye, let us think a minute. We stop the Shaila Erev Pesach, and the Haskoret we stop in Pesach. But that's also no problem, because that's what you're not Shailim, theoretically you should be Shailim Pesach also, till Musaf. But there's no Shaila, so that's no problem. That what there's no Shaila in Pesach is just like we said before, that's the same like there's no Shaila in Shmini Atzeres. But that is not, I mean, it's not shattered that it's Mufke from Shaila. There's no Brocha of the same Talamoto, so that's why there's no Shaila. But theoretically, there should be Shaila in Shmini Atzeres, theoretically there should be Shaila in Pesach also. So Memela, so the Gemara is answering now, that this Yisod b'mokim she'shoyel masker, that Shaila and Haskore have to be together, that is by Havsokeh. By Havsokeh, the Shaila has to be, the Shaila and Haskore have to be together, and they are together, because theoretically, you should be, I mean, if it would be Shaila, you'd be Shoyel the first day Pesach till Musaf. So there the Shaila and Haskore is together. No, by the Haskore, that we're masker, Shmini Atzeres, and we're Shoyel, Zayin Macheshvin, there is a problem. So no one ever said that by the Haskola, that Haskor and the Shaila have to be at the same Zman. It could very well be that the Haskor is before the Shaila. So, Shalom al Yisrael. Frag the Gemara, no, I wish to disagree with you. That could be true what you say. But for Omar, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan said two members. Hischil, ahaschil, maschil, lisho. When you start the haskore, you start the shaila. Posak mi lisho, posak mi lahaskore. When you end the shaila, you end the haskore. So Rabbi Yochanan said explicitly that sai by the haskole, and sai by the psika, when you posak, they both have to be at the same time. So now we're back to the second kash. If you say that kan laskore, kan l'shaila, that laskore we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, that laskore shmini atzeres, and the shaila is zayin macheshvin, this doesn't stim with Rabbi Yochanan that said that the haskore has to start together with the shaila. Shetver? Hello, loikash. Halom v'halahu. There's a difference between the Bnei Bavel. Halom v'halahu. The Bnei Bavel, is that what Rabbi Yochanan said? That we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? That is in Eretz Yisrael. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And there we have the Haskore and Shaila at the same time. That means the Shaila in Eretz Yisrael is Meitzoi. The Shaila in Eretz Yisrael is Meitzoi Shmini Atzeres. So there we have the Haskore and the Shaila at the same time. That is in Eretz Yisrael. We can have it. That means there's no reason why we shouldn't have a Shaila in Eretz Yisrael Meitzoi Shmini Atzeres. So there the Haskor and the Shaila are together. But in Bavel, we can't have the Shaila right away, because in Bavel will be Mazik, it will start raining right away, so Memela, then there's problems, the Tfu is still drying out in the Sodis. So we can't have the Shaila right away. So that was Ram Gamliel said, that it's Zayim Acheshvin, that's in Bovel, and their take, the Shaila is after the Haskore. So it comes out now as follows. That means like this. That's what we said the previous Teretz, that Loikasha here is speaking about Haskore, here is speaking about Shaila. That's a true Teretz. That means that you can split the Haskore from the Shaila. If the Shaila is not wanted now, so you don't say Shaila, and you can split the Haskore from the Shaila. That what Rabbi Yochanan said, that Haskore and Shaila go together, that's speaking about if this there's no reason to be ma'acher the shayla from the haskore, then the shayla and the haskore has to be together. So in Eretz Yisrael, the shayla and haskore is together. In Bavel, the shayla is later, because we can't make a shayla right away, because it would hamper the drying out process of the tefuah. Like the Gemara, Maishno ledidon the Islon peiri bedabre. So I don't understand. You're saying in Bavel, the Shaila Zayin Macheshvin, we're not miyachid the Shaila to the Haskore, because we don't want to be Shoyal, because we have Peirish drying up bedabre in the Sodis and the Midbar. The Ditu Nami Islu Oiri Legolim. So Eretz Yisrael also doesn't want that it should start raining Meitzoi Shmini Atzeret, because there's everyone in Eretz Yisrael, there's Eilu Regolim there, they have to go back. So who wants it to start pouring down now? Their trip will be a very difficult trip. So why are they Shoyal right away Meitzoi Shmini Atzeret? That what Rabbi Yochanan said, halachik Rabbi Yehuda. I passed the light. Ki kama Rabbi Yochanan bezman she beis amigdash kaim. Bezman she beis amigdash kaim. No, that what Rabbi Yochanan said. That what Rabbi Yochanan said, that the haskore and the shaila is in one's man. That is bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayim. So in Eretz Yisrael, the Yishutake be masmich the shayla to the haskore, because there's no reason why it shouldn't start raining now. Meitzoi shmini atzeres. And some emela, yeah. Yeah, so the Gemara says, Hashta the osis lahochi, so now that you're saying an Eretz Yisrael gufe, when is the shaila samuch to the haskore? That's tafke, after Chulban Abayis, there's no Eile Rigolim. But in Eretz Yisrael bizman Abayis, the shaila was also Zayin Macheshvin. So we don't have to say that Rabbi Gamliel is speaking about Bavel. We can say Rabbi Gamliel is also speaking about Eretz Yisrael. Everything is speaking about Eretz Yisrael. The loy kashe kan bizman she beis hamikdash kayim, kan bizman she ein beis hamikdash kayim. So Rabbi Yochanan that said that the Shaila and the Haskore are together. That's speaking about Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Now Rabbi Yochanan said, and that what Rabbi Gamliel said, that the Shaila is Bizayim B'Macheshvin, that's Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. So then we will not show you right away on Shomin, because we don't want it to rain right away. So that lochere is the maskonis agamore, that we are shoyal all over Shmini Atzeres. No, I'm sorry, we are masker all over Shmini Atzeres. Haskorah is no shayla. And that is pshat, Omer Rab Yochanan, halachik Rab Yehuda. Rab Yehuda said we're masker Shmini Atzeres, he's masker on that. But that what Rab Yochanan said, that the shayla and the haskorah has to be together, that's davke be'eretz Yisrael acher hachurban, there, because there's no reason why we shouldn't start the shayla then right away, so then the shayla is right away. But in Bizman Habayis, or in Bavel, so then the shayla should be Zayin Macheshvin. That is the maskone alibe de Tosfos. So we'll have a problem. Lahaloche, we don't feel zechazoi. That means, lahaloche, the bnei Eretz Yisrael are shoyal zayin ma'cheshvin. Now we are after the chulbim. Lochei, they should be shoyal right away. So lochei, according to Tosfos Pshat, we're not oiskahal. Now, let's just see Tosfos, and then we'll see Rashi. Va'omar Rav Yochanan b'mokim she'shoylim akshomim masket. The Gemara asked, right at first, the Gemara had said that his haskara, two different things. Rabbi Yochanan passed like Rabbi Yehuda haskara shmini atzeres, and we passed in the shayla zayim acheshve. So how could it be like that? Rabbi Yochanan said, b'mokim she'shoylim akshomim masket, the shayla and the haskara are together. Mishani ahu lahafsoke perish. The b'mokim she'mavsik mili shoyl. Mavsik milahaskel, that the hafsoke of shaila and the hafsoke of askore come together. Avol maschil, but the haschole maschil koidem lahaskel. There the haschole is before, maschil koidem lahaskel. But the haschole, the haskore is before the shaila. V'taima have, the haskore have a ritzui shaila. Okay, there's a lomdis to it. Haskor is ritzui shayla, and mishemoche lekech shoshem. So therefore, there's no shashi maskir koidem. If we're finished with the shayla already, so we're finished with haskor. There's no reason to. So therefore, they end at the same time. And as we mentioned before, that's called the same time because that what you're magdim the psika shayla haskor. That's how you ended the shayla before. There's no shayla in Shemayin Esrei. And Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. But it's cool, they both, theoretically, they both end the same. Holom, Perish, Livnei Bovel. So the Gemara asked, the Gemara says, we have a problem. So the problem is, how does Rabbi Yochanan's Memre stim with the second Teretz? You said that you can split Shaila from Haskore. Rabbi Yochanan said that you can't split Shaila from Haskore. So the Gemara answers, hold on, perish levnei bovel, let us see the goyim's girse, ein shoyelim at shivim, only shoyel, ein shoyelim at shivim, that they'd only start to be shoyel at shivim, totally from shivim b'machesim, because they can't be shoyel before, the islo peiri b'dabra, There's no problem to be shayl before. Is v'halohu ki? So the domestic lesson says she begerish perish. V'halohu the natural perish. Amaschal lahaskel yaschal lishayl. V'kert Rav Yochanan's memre that haskore and shayl. Rabbi Yochanan's memre that haskore and shayla are the same time. That's in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, we can afford to be masmich the shayla to the haskore. In Bovel, or like the Baskonis Hagemara, or Eretz Yisrael b'zman habayis, you can't afford to be masmich. So that Rabbi Yochanan only said it when you can be masmich. You should be masmich. If you can't be masmich, you can't be masmich. So that's the maskona according to Shita Satoisvis, the haskora all over. That's Rabbi Yechim said, halachic Rabbi Yehuda, the haskora is on Shmini Atzeres, and the shayla depends. If you could be masmech the shayla, you masmech, and that's Rabbi Yechim's memre. That's what kishemaskirim maskirim lisho. But when you can't be masmech the shayla, so you're not masmech the shayla, so you're machik the shayla from the haskora. Now, let us see Rashi. Let us start from Rashi. Alochik Rav Yehuda, the Omar ha'iva lifnei ha'teva. Miyomar Rav Yochanan hoche, the Alochik Rav Yehuda, that we paskin like Rav Yehuda, the maskil be yom tov achrim, the askor is yom tov achrim, es b'shloishim b'machshem, there it says Yeshayu b'shloishim b'machshem, hoche kimlu, the haviz man kshomim, and Rabbi Loza said, Rahm Gamliel, Deine Shela Tshiva B'macheshvin. And what's the problem? Because Alke Daitoch, the Bemokim Shu Shoyel Maskil, the Gemara held that Shaila and Askora have to be the same Zman, Ad Mishani Lekamon. So we'll see later when we fend for this. But Al Kapon, the Gemara held now that the Shaila and Askora have to be the same Zman. So how can we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that the haskor is b'shmini atzeres and paskin like Rabbi Gamliel that the shayla is zayin machesh? So the first eretz was gavra gavri keromis. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And the second teretz was kan lishel b'shiva b'macheshvin, kan lahaskil miyonta v'achrin, Rabbi Yochanan Islay the Rabbalas, Rabbalas also Kabbalazer, Askor is Mionta Vachem, and Shail is Zaymachesh. Frag the Gemore, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Bemokim Sheshoyel Masker. Rabbi Yochanan had said, Bemokim Sheshoyel Masker. Ho Bemokim Sheene Shoyel, Ene Masker. But when you're not Shoyel, you're not Masker. Veheichi Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Aloche Rabbi Yehuda, Shemasker Biyonta Vachrein, Haleke Shailo, Ein Oimer Birchas Ashonim Biyonta. So now Rashi says as follows. Rashi says the Kasha is now absolute Kasha. His Be'emesin, this Kasha has no Shaykhis. We started off with a problem. Here we paskin that Shaila is the Shaila is Zion Macheshvan. And here we say the Haskore is Yishmini Atzeres. That was the problem. And then we had Epstu Mahalchem. Now all of a sudden the Gemara pops up with a new Kasha. You know, we have a big problem over here. Rabbi Yochanan says that the Shaila and the Haskore have to be together. So now a new Kasha. How could Rabbi Yochanan have a paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? He passed like a Yehuda. There's no Shaila on Yontif. So how could you pass them like a Yehuda? You said they can only have Shaila and Askora together. So Be'etzim, it would come out this Kasha is a we're in the middle of no place. I mean, now all of a sudden we're asking a new Kasha. So the Rishash explains, according to Rashi, the Rashi wanted to say that this is before we had one problem, how could we agree Rabban Gamliel with Rabbi Yehuda? This is Zayin Acheshvin. This is Shmini Atzeres. That was one problem. Then the Gemara asked, that was a problem. Then the Gemara asked, I'll tell you, but according to the first Malach, Gavra, Karamish is good. Now the Gemara says, let's get down to brass tacks. You have a problem however you learn. I feel Gavra Kromis is also no teretz. Because Rabbi Yochanan said that the Shaila and the Haskore have to be on the same Zman. And so how can he pass on a Kibyudi? How can he make a Haskore on Shmini Atzeres? There's no Shaila on Shmini Atzeres. So now we're just asking now that the Kash is not only from Rabbi Lezer, it's Samus Eket Rabbi Yechon and Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rashi says. So what's the Teretz? Lafsoki Itma, the Shumafsik Lishailo Be'erev HaPesach. That what Rabbi Yochanan says, that it has to stim by Hafsoke. Shemafsik l'shayla b'erev HaPesach, poisik nami l'haskore. So then he stops the haskore also. Tochi mashme b'mokim sheshoyel maske. That means that b'shas Hafsoke, when he stops the shayla, he stops the haskore. B'mokim sheshoyel maske. Now we have to understand what's the teretz. That means if Rashi told us a yesod, that if you're masker in yontif, and you're not shoyl in yontif, so that's not called the mokim sheshoyl masker, that he means you need a bapoyldike shayle and haskore in yontif in order to, it should be called the mokim sheshoyl masker. So what did the Gemara answer? So the Gemara says, by the haskole, there's no problem. By the scholar, you can start being masker, shmini atzeres, you can be shoyl macheshvin. There's no inyan b'chlal that it has to be together. By the hafsoke, when you stop the shayla, you have to stop the haskol. Now, when do you stop the shayla? Erev Pesach. In Pesach, there's no shayla. When do you stop the haskol? Now, let's think. Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said, you stop the haskol, Musaf of Shmini of Pesach of Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach.
So
how could he pass on like Rabbi Yehuda? We still have a problem. Which Rabbi Kevega asks. So the Rishash says that the Gemara is answering now, we have a problem over here. We have a problem. Rashi told us a yesod, that if there's no, that in order that Shaila and Haskara have to stim, so either there's a Shaila in Yontif, then Shaila and Haskara stims. But if you stop a Shaila Erev Yontif, and you say Haskara in Yontif, that's not called that the Bokim Shoyl Maskir, that he stopped the Shaila because he stopped the Shaila Erev Yontif, and he's Maskir in Yontif. So what is the teretz? We asked the kasha, we asked an innocent kasha, now how could Rabbi Yochanan l'shitos say paskin like a Yehuda? The Gemara says, no problem. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Havsoke. So still you have a problem. So how can he paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said, by Havsoke, you're mafsik erev yontif, and you're the shayla, and you're mafsik the haskor in yontif. What's the no problem over here? Havsoke is a teretz. Havsoke is not a teretz. Havsoke, we also have a problem. What does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah that you stop the Haskore by Musaf of Yontef Rishon Shel Pesach, and you stop the Shaila Erev Pesach. So it also doesn't stim. Zogt der Rishash, that the Gemara is coming to tell us, you're making a mistake. That was Rabbi Yochanan Paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda, that was the two Rabbi Yehudas. Rabbi Yehuda that's speaking about the Haskole Bashmini Atzeres, and there's Rabbi Yehuda that speaks about the Havsoke. That what Rabbi Yochanan Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that's by the Rabbi Yehuda of Haskole. By the Rabbi Yehuda of Haskole, he says, Halochik Rabbi Yehuda. Your Masker, Shmini Atzeres, your Shoyl, Macheshven. That Rabbi Yehuda Paskin. Because he never held that the Haskole, the Haskore and the Shaila have to be together. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said, Halachic Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said, that the Shaila and the Haskore have to be together. That's by the Havsoke. Say no Hanami, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you'll stop saying, Mashi B'rucha Moirad HaGeshem, Erev Pesach, by Mincha, you'll stop saying, and he never paskin like the Rabbi Yehuda of Havsoke. The only paskin of like the Rabbi Yehuda of Haskole. And that's by Mishnah what Rashi says over here. Lafsok itma, the shu mafsik le shaile be erev a pesach, poisik nami laskore, ye poisik also erev pesach. That's what Rashi says. Da hochi mashme, be mokim she shoyl maskir. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. So Rashi says, klo, Rabbi Yochanan holds that you're not maskir in pesach. I said a lochik Rabbi Yehuda. So to Rishash, that's after the first Rabbi Yehuda, by the Haskola, not by the second Rabbi Yehuda, by the Hefsek. Frek the Gemara, but it's still no good. But Tavayu Itma, Haskola v'Havsok. No, Rabbi Yochanan said that the Haskola also has to, when you're Maskel, you have to have Haskola and Shaila together. So now, how can you paskin according, you Rabbi Yochanan? How can you paskin according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're Maskel Shmini Atzeres, and the Shaila is Akochach Meitzoy Shmini Atzeres? And you said, Yaskel Lishel, the Hainu Bechel Sheyochel Lishel. Fakert, he said, when you're Yaskel Lahaskil, Yaskel Lishel, the Hainu Bechel Sheyochel Lishel. That, you, the Haskor and the Shaila is to be, Beyoim Chel. Posek me Lishel Berev Apeser, Posek me Lahaskil. Al Meloy Svire like Rabbi Yehuda. So now we see doesn't hold at all like Rabbi Yehuda. That's the problem. We have a new problem over here. That forget about the Bikiyas with Rabbi Lezer, with Shaila. He doesn't stim with Rabbi Yehuda, period. Rabbi Yehuda Al-Kocha holds that this Ashayach Haskore without a Shaila, because there's no Shaila in Yontif. And he says it can only be Haskore when there's a Shaila. Alma Svila Rabbi Yehuda, Veichom Alochi Kemoisoi. And for the Gemara, Holon V'Holahu. So what's the teretz? Livnei bovo, sheyesh lonu tvue. The Bnei bovo, we have tvue, peiris pasode, kol tishrei. Ein Maskirin Achive Bemacheshven. Das ist Punktverkehrten Teiswisch. That is thought that Rabbi Yochanan had said that the Haskore and the Shaila have to be together. That's for the Bnei Bobo. They are not maskil before Zayin Macheshven. Chas v'sholom. Why should be maskil before Zayin Macheshven? Simon Klola. They don't want Haskore. So by them, the Haskore, by the Bnei Bobo, the Haskore and the Shaila come together. Ein maskirim atshiva b'macheshven v'shom shoyelim. Kiddi Yomar, Rabbi Yochanan, that is what Rabbi Yochanan said. Maskil ahasril, maskil ishul, yes. Rabbi Yochanan has said that a shayla only comes. You only make a skorah when there's a shayla. See, he was talking about the Bnei Bovel. The Bnei Bovel, they make a shayla zayin macheshven. They have to make a skorah zayin macheshven. They don't make a skorah before. So they hold, and you can be maskil, Yom Tov Achen K'Rab Yehude, so according to Rashi, it's mamish punkt verkehrt. That means, the Bnei Eretz Yisroel, by them, theoretically, the rain isn't a bother, so they're maskir Shmini Atzeres. They're maskir Shmini Atzeres. Shoyul, they're not Shoyul Shmini Atzeres. Shoyul, that's the word before. Halacha Kiram Gamliel. We are Shoyul in Zayin Macheshvet. But Al Kaponim, you could be maskir in Shmini Atzeres. The Bnei Bovel, since by them Shomim is not good, so Memele, they are maskir also Zayin Macheshvet. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Bedabre Midbar Kleime Besodis, the Bnei Bovel, they don't want to be maskir Shomim before Zayin Macheshvin because they have Peiris and the Sodev. So the Gemara said the Bnei Eretz Yisrael also have a problem. Yisrael Oyle Regolim. V'yerdu lem Shomim Kosher lem Bachzirosam. So why are they maskir Shmini Atzeres? Eloki, Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, the maskil meyom tavachim, bizman shem beisamigdashkayim. Velekoir legolim, maskil. So it comes out, kam bizman shem beisamigdashkayim, dikoir legolim, any maskil adzayim b'machesh. So it comes out according to Rashi, the cheshbon is as follows. That the Bnei Bovel or La'achechu Ben Abayis, no, the Bnei Bovel or Eretz Yisrael Koidemchu Ben Abayis, that they do not want Shomim till Zayin Macheshvin, so they're Masker and Shoyu Zayin Macheshvin. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael are after the Chu Ben Abayis, They are maskir Shmini Atzeres, and they show you Zayin Macheshvet. That is the Cheshbon according to Rashi. Now, so according to Rashi, Bnei Eretz Yisrael is very good. We mefir in Zechitzer. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael are Shoyul. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael are maskil Shmini Atzeres, and the Bnei Eretz Yisrael are Shoyul Zayin Macheshvin. So, Kaponim, this problem we had according to Tosfos, Gabi, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael is not shver according to Rashi. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael are very good. They are maskil Shmini Atzeres, and they're Shoyul Macheshvin. The problem is the Bnei Bovel, us. We also are maskil Shmini Atzeres. And why are we maskir Shmini Atzeres? Since we're Shoyul Zayin Macheshvin, So we should, or there has been more, so Akaponim, so we shouldn't be maskir, we shouldn't be maskir in Shmini Atzeres. That's a problem. That's a problem according to us. Well, see, the Goyin asks this question, Siman Kuf Yudalit, and the Rishash wants to say, Psagreis, and the Goyin, that it could be that our minig will be good according to Rashi. Why? Because first the Gemara differentiated between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. Bavel, they don't want rain because the peres are still drying out. Eretz Yisrael, the sabadet nishta rain. So that's why in Eretz Yisrael they can be maskish mini atzeres, and Bavel they can be maskish till zayim achesh. And then the Gemara said that you could say we say hova hova Eretz Yisrael. And Bizman Abayis, you are not maskir till Zion Macheshvin, but Achachubin Abayis, we are maskir right away. So the Rishash wants to say, so could be now the Gemara had Charote, that Bovel is different than Eretz Yisrael, and could be the whole Chilik is that this Cheshvin of drying Peres, not drying Peres, could be is not Negeya. The whole Chilik is Bizman Habayis and not Bizman Abayis. Bizman habayis, we don't want rain, so memele, so then the haskore is zayin macheshvin, and bizman hazeh, there's no eilari golem, and could be peris, that teretz falls off, so memele, so then all over, we are maskir, shmini atzeres, and we are shayu zayin macheshvin, or aminig is, 60 days after the tekupa, that we have to learn further in the Gemara how we get this cheshbon. Bal kaponim, so that's what the Rishash wants to say. So it could be that after the maskonis ha-Gemara, there's no chilik between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. The only chilik is between Zman Abayis and not Zman Abayis. So since we're not Zman Abayis, so there's no problem of Eile Rigolim. So we're masker Shmini Atzeres. And we are Shoyel Zayin Macheshvan. That's what the Rishash wants to say. Now let us go a little further. And we'll see, according to the Rishash is Gevaldik, and it according to the Rishash is Eichnish zu Gefeller. But Al Koponim, we have here two distinct Shitas, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos, and Nochamol, according to Tosfos, in Eretz Yisrael, and there's no problems, so we are maskir and shoyel Shmini Atzeres. In Chutz Loretz, we are maskir Shmini Atzeres in shoyel Chutz Loretz, or Bizman Abayis, we are maskir Shmini Atzeres and shoyel Zayin Macheshvin. And according to Rashi, it is punkverkehrt. According to Rashi, in Chutz La'oretz, or Bizman Abayis, we are maskir and shoyel Zayin Macheshvin. And after the Churban, we are maskir Shmini Atzeres, we are shoyel Macheshvin. That's the Machloikis. Zok the Gemara weiter. Now the Gemara has a new problem. Banan the Islon tre yoime hechi of dina. Now the Gemara it has a shaila that we hold 2 days Yom Tov Achrin, we have Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. So the Gemara's neklar a shaila we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that we're basker Shmini Atzeres. But we don't know when Shmini Atzeres is. Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. We have a Sveika D'Yoyme. Maybe Shmini Atzeres is a Shana Rabbe. If the Gemara clears a Shaila, so when are we Maskir? Are we Maskir Shmini Atzeres, which is a Sofik Shvi, or are we Maskir Simchas Torah? That's the Shaila of the Gemara. What do we do? Now let's just make a Cheshbon. According to Tosfos, the Haskore is always Shmini Atzeres. The Shaila is Sayin Bovel, Sayin Eretz Yisrael, the Haskore is always Shmini Atzeres. The Shaila is when the Shaila is. The the Shaila in Eretz Yisrael is Maitzoish Min Yetzeres, and then in Bavel it's Ayim Acheshven. But Askor is always in Shmin Yetzeres. So Mamela, this Gemara flows beautifully. So the Gemara says, no, all over they make Askor Shmin Yetzeres, and Bavel they make Askor Shmin Yetzeres. Now we have to figure out, is Askor Shmin Yetzeres or some Chastor? We have to figure out when the Askor is. So the Gemara is beautiful. According to Rashi, no, in Bavel, the Haskore is Zayin Ma'acheshven, Rashi says. The Haskore is Zayin Ma'acheshven. In Eretz Yisrael, Haskore is, that's Halachic Rabbi Yehuda, the Haskore is Shmini Atzeres, and the Shaila is Zayin Ma'acheshven. But in Bavel, so where is there a Sveike de Yoyme? In Bavel. In Bavel, you make a Haskore Zayin Ma'acheshven. So what's your problem when you make the Haskore? In Eretz Yisrael, there's no Sveike de Yoyme. So you make the Haskore Shmini Atzeres. No problem. There's no Sveike de Yoyme in Eretz Yisrael. In Bavel, there's also no Sveike de Yoyme, because you don't make the Haskore Shmini Atzeres, you make it Zayin Ma'acheshven. So what's all of a sudden? The Gemara is a Shaila. What do we do? We have a Sveike de Yoyme. Do we make a Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah? Rabbi said, we make it Zayin Ma'acheshven. So what's the problem? This is the Hamor Dikikasha and Rashi. So let us see what Rashi said. So Rashi said, Anan, the Islam Tre Yoyme, Shnei Yomim Toivim Achroinim, Shmini Sofik Shvi, Uchi Sofik Shmini, Le Rabbi Yehuda, to Omar Miyontev Achrein Be'eze Mehen Maskel. So Rashi said, Rashi was very careful. So Rashi said like this. Rabbi Yehuda never differentiated. Rabbi Yehuda said that Maskir and Shmini Atzeres, he didn't make a difference in Bovel and Eretz Yisrael. He said Maskir and Shmini Atzeres. Rabbi Yochanan said Ashtik Teire. Rabbi Yochanan said, Bishoshe Maskir Shoyol. That's Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yochanan Paskin Rabbi Yehuda in Bovel. In Eretz Yisrael, but you mask it then, because then, and the Shoshe mask is Shoyel, that's in Bavel. That was Rabbi Yochanan's Ashtik Torah. But Rabbi Yehuda himself held all over your mask is Shmini Atzeres. Doesn't have to be B'Shoshe mask is Shoyel. So the Gemara's Kasha is now not according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Shaila doesn't exist. The Gemara's Kasha is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Rabbi Yehuda never said this Yisod, V'shoshe maskir shoyu. Fakert, he doesn't hold of this Yisod period. So B'meil, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so in Bavel also, we are maskir Shmini Atzeres. So when do you maskir Shmini Atzeres or Simchas Torah? That's why Rashi said over here, Rabbi Yehuda. That's what the Goyim says. Rashi had to say this. That's Rashi wanted to mention this. He mentioned before, the Rishash said that it could be, according to the Maskonis HaGemore, still according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no difference between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, that there's no difference. The Dik is not the Peiris, Dik is the Oyler Rigolim. So Mamela, after the Chubim, there's no Oyler Rigolim, so all over you are Masker already Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara could even be going according to Rabbi Yochanan. That's what the Rishash wants to say. Al kol ponim, we have in our Shaila, when we are maskir, Shmini Atzeres, is it Shmini Atzeres or Simchas Torah? Omar Rav, so Rav said like this, maskil b'musofim. The Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, we say mashi b'ruach omeir dagesh. That's Gabi the Musaf, we mask it. Upoisig b'minche arvis v'shachlis. But the minche afterwards, in the Mayrib and the Shachlis afterwards, we have a suffix, maybe it's Shvi. In Shvi, you're not mask it. So minche and Mayrib and Shachlis, we're not mask it. The choyzer b'mesofim. And then later, the Musaf of Simchas Torah, again, we'll start already being mask it. That means, on the mesofim, We are chayish today is Shmini Atzeres, but Lagabi the other tefillahs, we are chayish maybe it's Shvi, so we don't say we don't say Mashi Beruach by Minche, Meirev, and Shachis. Omalu Shmuel, Puke v'imrulei la'abe, go and tell Rav, Acher she'osisei kodesh taseyu chayu. It's very modne. That means, by Musaf, you said Mashi Beruach and Meirev Dageshem. So you're assuming today is Shmini Atzeres. And by Mincha you say, no, maybe today is not Shmini Atzeres. If in this day you made it Kodesh, you should make it Chayil. Ela Omar Shmuel Maschel B'Musofim. You start Shmini Atzeres, you say, Mashivuch HaMeir Degeshen. Ube Mincha, and if today he had it in Yontif L'Gabi Musaf, so Gabi Mincha it's also Shmini Atzeres, say Mashivuch HaMeir Degeshen. Upoisik, then you stop saying Mashivuch. Upoisik Arvis V'Shachis. That the night already, when it comes to Simchas Torah, now I can say that maybe today is Shmini Atzeres. So if today is Shmini Atzeres, so by Meirev and Shachas, I don't have to be Maske Mashi Beruach. B'chayzer o Maschel b'Musofim. And then when it becomes, and so B'chayzer o Maschel b'Musofim. Zogt Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Maschel b'musaf shel shmini sof en shvi, l'shem yom tov achenu. So memele, you say mashi v'ruach. U'poisik b'mincha shem yishvi yichoylu. V'ein zvan ha'skore ad musaf shel mocha. Poisik nami barbis v'shachis shel shi sof en shmini. Maybe today is shmini, and memele, so each fifth starts. Rashi, maschel b'musaf shel shmini sof en shvi. You start with the Musaf, Shoshmini Sofik Shvi, this is Rav Shita, the Shema Yontav Achinu. Maybe today is Yontav Achinu, so you start Bishmini. U'poisik b'mincha, and then you stop the Askora by Mincha, Shema Shvi Chaylu. Veins man Askora ad Musaf Shal Mocho, u'poisik nami ba'arvis, v'shachi shal Tshi Sofik Shmini. And then you don't say by Meirev in Shachi shal Tshi Sofik Shmini, because maybe today is Shmini. So Shmuel said, Poik v'imrile la'abe. So Rashi says, Abe is chaveri. Very interesting. The Goyin says in Shabbos, in the Perik Bameh Beheime, they will say have le'abe. So there the Goyin says that the name of Rav was Abe. That was his name. So Shmuel was a chaver of his. They called him by the first name. The other people who weren't his chaver, they called him Rav, as Mandarov. So Mamela, that's how the Goyim says. His name, the name of Rav was Abetak. La'acher she'osisei kodesh l'shmini sofek shvi, she'iskarta by gburus kshomim, Rabbi Yehuda, miyom tevachim. You said already, mashi beruach, taseyu chel betmiye, she'mafzik b'mincha she'loisei yoyim, that day gufa, you just made it kodesh at mashi beruach, now you're going to start making it chel. Poisik arvis v'shachris, the lap ayin tefillah shall oisei hayoy. That's not the tefillah of oisei hayoy. Yeah. So that is, so now we have a deval machlokes Rav and Shmuel, if by Shmini Atzeres, if by Minche you say Mashi Beruach, let Rav you don't say, and let Shmuel you do so. Rava says, no, that if you started already, and he said, Mashi Baruach by Shmini Atzeres, so I assume, so I started already Mashi Baruach, so finish, so you say already, by Minche, and by Meirev, and by Shaches, you say already, Kivin Shehisri, you started Mashi Baruach, and Shubin Epoisek. So it's chelek on both of them. V'chein Omar Avsheishes, Kivin Shehisri, Shubin Epoisek. Now the Gemara says, "V'af Rav Hoderbei." Rav also had charot. Rav was the one that said that you mafsik already by Minche. Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Rav, Moine Esrim ve'Echad Yoyim. You start counting 21 days. Kederech sheMoine Asor Yomim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Just like you count 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, so you count 21 days, and then the next day is Shmini Atzeres. Umasril, and that day Shmini Atzeres, Yom Chavbeis, you start Mashi V'ruach, V'kibin Shehisril, Shubayni Poisik, and already from the Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, you say already Mashi V'ruach. V'hilchese, Kibin Shehisril, Shubayni Poisik. You started already Shuv ain't a poisek. If I'm not mistaken, the Svas Emes is mesupik, that the Emeson, there's a svorek, even she hiskel shuv ain't a poisek. I started very much of a ruach, so memele, she don't make the redlach, so shuv ain't a poisek. About me ikera din, the Emeson, we have here a erens, the shayla, choyre. I mean, it's still a svake of the yoyme. Maybe it's taka, Ishana Rabbe. There's a hanhogi, kivin shisro shuv ain't a poisek, so, that's me, the Svas Emes wants to be mitzadet, l'chayre, the cheshman should be, if he forgot to say mashi v'ruach, by minche, so, l'chayre shouldn't be gefellach, I mean, really by minche, or by meire, if he forgot by meire to say mashi v'ruach. So l'chayre, the zicha asofik, maybe have sveiked the yoyme. So maybe he shouldn't daven over again, because the whole, it's only a din of kivin shis, not that it's this man, I don't know, b'chlal if it's this man, the din kivin shis chalein a poisek, but l'chayre could be if he forgot, let's say forget, maybe it's shvi, so mameli doesn't have to daven over again. That's when Shulchan Aruch we paskin, you have to daven over again already. Let us see Rashi. But before we see Rashi, Rashi is a big problem over here. I'd just like to say over the Gvuras Ari, and according to Gvuras Ari, maybe we'll understand why we paskin that he does have to say over again. The Gemara is Meiridik Modne. The Gemara says that Rav said that you count 21 days after Rosh Hashanah, and the day afterwards your is Ishmini Atzeres and your masker and Kivin Shishol Kuba Masro but Kivin Shishol Shubani Paisa. And Rav says that's a muscle, just like you count 10 days from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, so you count 21 days from Rosh Hashanah to Shmini Atzeres. So this is a Pesachek Lech Gemara, I mean, the Moshul and the Dosh, just like you count 10 days. So the Gvura Sari wants to say a beautiful pshat. He says, you're asking a Pesachum Mishayla, it's like the Yoyme, you know, it's... Maybe I shouldn't say, maybe I should be mafsik, by mincha I should be mafsik, my erva should be mafsik, it's a very frumish eyeless. So he says, listen, what did they do in the goyle? They didn't know when Rosh Hashanah was. When did they hold Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is a shayla of Korosh. You know, when did they hold Yom Kippur? So you know when they held Yom Kippur? They said the first day was Rosh Hashanah. Because Roy Pomim El was not Me'uber. So Roy Pomim, the same Achan Roy. If you come to Yom Kippur, you're not going to be full. You're going to be, you go Iker Adin. If Roy says that the first day is Rosh Hashanah, so Memele, so I can rely on Roy, that the first day is Rosh Hashanah, but Roy Pomim El was not Me'uber, and Yom Kippur is the 10th day after the first day, and finished. So, sekum tzachi of Koris, yisaymach and roi. It comes to the askor, maybe taki tzvi. If it's good enough for Yom Kippur, it's good enough for the askor. And that's how the Gemara Sari learns pshat in the Gemara. So, memele, so fakert, so, al gabi the askor, you don't make dreidlach. We rely on roi, and today is mini atzeres. So, kivin she hischil, but kivin she hischil, Shubayne Poisik is not Samazayip's an hoge. He started already. No, Pshat is, we nem on. We assume Take that it's Shmini Atzeres. We go Basaroy and finished. And then you don't make Breidlach. So Memele, so this man already started from the Musaf of Shmini Atzeres. Let us see Rashi. Rava Oma, Kivin Shehitzro Bishmini Sofik Shvi, Shubayne Poisik. Hodabei mimai da oma poisik, rabos choyza, moinech of alef yoim, meroish ashone at shmini, sofik shvi shal chag, kederech shemoinem reish ashom ad yoim akipurim yud yomim, shamas cholim nois mi yoim rishin shal reish ashone, umaskir, just like you start from the first day of reish ashone, umaskir mikan ve'elach, and you mask mikan ve'elach. Vizeu shemaskil Bishmini, so then if you count the 21 days, Shemaska Bishmini, so if Shvi, Shu, Chavveis, Shuvayne Poisik. Boho, the Matrash is a Knishkem Shato. Boho, the Matchilin Ono Limnois Miyoim Aleph. So Rashi says, why are we maschil miyoim aleph? Why take a maschil miyoim aleph? So Rashi says, why is it taka like that? So Rashi says the whole dreidel. The whole dono oisim beis yomim, that what we make beis yomim is manazeh, lav mishum sofik the shem ibru le'elu, danan bekiim bekviyin diyarche, reboki bekviyin diyarche, elu mishum dominik abiseinu biyadein. So that's how we start from the first day, because we really know when Rosh Hashanah is, because we're Boki Bekviyah Diyar. Lishna Achine, Moine Chav Aleph Yoim, Kederech Shemoine, Kloima, Im Ibru Elo, what's the din if they were Ma'aber Elo? And there was 2 days Rosh Hashanah, let's say Edim came in a Mincha L'maylo, and there were 2 days Rosh Hashanah, V'yachshev Miyoim Rishen Shal Rosh Hashanah Chav Aleph Yoim, Shimken la yimtze biyodai elachof, bekolim biyoim shvi, yoim yitilas arove. Elo, biyoim shimaschilim limnois asore, yomim, lasis basi, if they were ma'aber elo, they were ma'aber elo, so then you don't count from the first day, you count them from the second day. Asis basi, yemekipurim, yaschilim is bailo, shabekach la yite, and now he won't make a mistake from which day to count, shemekipurim yom echad levad, so he knows when Yom Kippur was, so now he'll be able to figure out when they started counting. Now, the second pshat, the Gvura Sari asks, Rashi, we're talking about that if there were Ma'aber Elo, so Memela, we should know that we start counting from the second day Rosh Hashanah. Now, he doesn't understand, but that's talking about Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, they were Ma'aba Elo, they knew about it. So you can start counting for the second day. In Eretz Yisrael, there never was a problem. The whole problem was in the Bnei Goyle. So they never knew if you were Ma'aba Elo. I mean, he just said Ma'aba Elo, so just like Yom Kippur, you count from the first day. I mean, we're talking about the Bnei Goyle who didn't know. So we'll say from Abba Elo. What is he telling us? From Abba Elo, he started counting from the second day. That's only in Eretz Yisrael that they knew. Look to Mishnah Vayta. Ad Mosai Shoyalin Esak Shomen. Till when are you Shoyal Kshomen? Have you Doimer Ad Sheyaber HaPesach? Ad Sheyaber HaPesach. Meir Oimer, that means you're shoyal till, we had different pshatim, but the posh pshat is that Rabbi Yehuda holds you're shoyal till in Chalamoy. Meir Oimer, at sheyeitze nissen, you're shoyal the whole nissen. Shanema vayoyred lochem geshem moire o malkish berishen, that it rained. Eure Malkish Barishin, the Rishin means Bechodesh Arishin, so you see that it rained Nissen, so Nissen is of Man Ksham. So Yeshayel Ho Nissen. Omale Rav Nachmel Rav Yitzrok, Yoire Benissen? What's Pshat in the Posik? That there was Moire U Malkish Barishin, the Yoire is the first rain, Yoire Benissen? He, Yere b'macheshven, Yere b'macheshven, u'malkosh b'nissen. Malkosh is b'nissen. So, memela, what's pshat in the posse? The posse is, v'yere l'chem geshen, meyre malkosh b'rishen. No, Yere, the first rain is b'macheshven. Omalei, hochi, omar rab yechne. Bime yoyel ben psuel. This posse is in yoyel. Niskaye mikroze. Bechsiv be yeser agozom ochel ha'arbe. It was a hunger for 7 years, and mamish everything was eaten up. After the 7th year, oise shona yotza ador, v'lo yodu kshomen. And it didn't rain. It was nothing. Yodo lehem reviya rishoyna be'echad benissen. So the yoyre, the reviya rishoyna, rishchoydish nissen, it started raining. Omer lehem novi li Yisrael, Tzu Viziru. So he told them, listen, started raining, start planting now. Amru loy, so they told the Novi, Misha Yeshloi Kavchitim, Oy Kabayim Soirim. There was a hunger for 7 years. So how much do we have left? A Kavchitim Kabayim Soirim. So let me ask you, Yechlenu Viyichye, should he eat it? And he should be able to live? Oy Yisraenu Viyoma, she's telling us to plant it. We should plant now. It started raining, Yishchaydish, stop planting. So we'll plant whatever we have, or we'll die of hunger. So it's going to grow in a few months. But what's happening from this? Omar lehem afal pikein tzu viziru. I hear. They had that time. But the Novi told them b'shem Hashem that they should be zereya. V'nase lehem nes. So you have to understand. So the Mephoshim say, so they did it. Meiridik. I mean, they had a kava kabayim chitim asayim left. And they plant, the Novi said planted, you planted. What are we planting it for? We'll be nikbar soon in the ground also. The Novi said planted. They planted it. Nasa lehem nes. But there's like a problem. What are you going to eat now? Nizgalem masha b'ksolim u'masha b'churi namolim. Then the Amishta made a nest. That means we said it was a hunger. So not only they were suffering from the hunger, the namolim were also suffering from the hunger, and the rats also were suffering from the hunger. So everyone was hoarding and storing. So the mice, so it became a nest, and all the chitim and tzoyrim that the rats stored away in the walls of the house, and the namolim stored away in their holes, became a nest, and after they found out where these chitim or tzoyrim was, so they had what to eat. They had what to eat while the hoardings of the rats, the mice, and the ants. That's what they, now they found already where it was. The Inyaki, one of the Mephoshim says, it's a beautiful vote. He said, first he told them to plant. And then later, a nest happened, and they saw what they had to find about what we're gonna need. Plant. Then there was a nest. So Pashup Shat is Vakert. I mean, the nest was since they had Betochen, and the Divrei Anovi, so then the Eibush made a nest. If they wouldn't have done that, the Eibush wouldn't have made a nest. But then Yaakov says another vote. There's a Mishnah in Peyer. The Mishnah in Peyer says that Churei HaNemolim, if you find something, Churei HaNemolim says a Shaila, if it's Leket, if it's not Leket. Rameya says Kulei Leket. It's a Sofik Leket, it's Kulei Leket. So Mamele, you're not allowed to eat it because maybe it's Momen Anim. So Mamele, if the nest would happen before, so Mamele, what's happened there from those? It's Kulei Leket. You're not allowed to eat it. So what did I have from this? So he told them, whatever you have, give away. Plant. Whatever you plant. So now, after they planted it, so the all aniyim. If the all aniyim, now you can show them what the namolim and the dachborim stored, because now you're allowed to take it, because you're all aniyim. Let us see Rashi. Amalei Rav Nachman Yitzchak Yoyre Ben Nissenu, Duch Sib Yoyre Lohem Geshem, Meire Malkish, Berishim Bet Miya, Baba Machesh Menu, Kide Sain Yel Lekamon, Sifriyu, Yoyre Malkish Boru Shul Kamon. Amalei, Vadim Machesh Menu, Mikroze Bime Yoyre Ben Pesuyul Niskayim, Sheyre Malkish, Hoye Berishin, Ayidei Nesh, Hoye Rov, Sheve Shonim, Duch Sib Kikor Hashem Lerov, Tgam Bor Loored, Sheve Shonim, Duch Sib Yeser Agosam Ochol Arbe, Rysine, Yotza Odo, Blo Yordu Kshomim, Blo Yzor. Roy Vodo, Loy Gosine. Revie Rishoyna, Scholas Kshomim. Lekama Meforish, Revie, Shem Arbiye, Es Oret. They told them, Oy Yisrenu, Viyomers, Berov, Koidim, Shetegadu, Latvu, Achadosh, Shli, Loy Mal Yoichal. Nasa, Lem, Nes, Vainu, Dersi, Vishilamti, Lochem, Es Ashonim, Asherocha, La Arbe. That was it in the slate. It's Galem, Tvu, Shebechuri, Nemolim, Ashebeksolim. Shaotsu ach boring.